Chapter 1. The House. The cottage sits at a bend in the road, nestled into a damp patch of forest where trees fall against each other like drunken friends coming home. The yard is waist high in weeds. The cottage itself, dank and full of junk, stinks of mildew and owl piss. Stinks of the underworld and earth, of fungi and those frightened little mice. The window is broken, letting in the cold and an eerie glow, the only light to reach such depths. Next to the cottage there is the small crater of a dam, covered in slime and bubbling algae and erupting at night with frog song. And above all of this, a milky pool of fog hangs in the trees. The cottage has no running water, despite the dam, or electricity. Previous tenants have left behind dead truck batteries, rigged up to 12-volt bulbs here and there. And in the yard and forest, rotting barrels stuffed with other people's clothes and magazines tied up with string. Tricycles, broken toys, and pieces of obsolete machines. The rent is cheap. I'll take it, I say. I need a rest from the city. Need to take deep breaths. Watch moss grow. Hear nightingales sing. I'll take it.